Can you chat a little bit about where things are heading in clinical trials in HER2 positive patients? What's the next generations of study going to look like?
We're very enthusiastic about the field, not only what we've been able to accomplish, but also the improvements in science, as well as the availability of other anti-HER2 drugs, such as lapatinib. So we've submitted a proposal to the National Cancer Institute for a follow-up trial, N9831, in which we would have a three-arm comparison. And I should say this study has been in the planning stages now for more than 1 year. So there has been a lot of evolution of the arms of the trial, and I haven't received the firm approval by the National Cancer Institute. But the way we have it right now, instead of using AC chemotherapy, we're going to use FEC chemotherapy because of the potential to even minimize the cardiac toxicity that we saw with abiraterone versus doxorubicin. Then we would do the following: use 4 cycles of FEC, once every 3 weeks times four, followed by weekly paclitaxel with trastuzumab in one arm. Second arm, we would use FEC, again, weekly trastuzumab with paclitaxel and lapatinib, followed by lapatinib with trastuzumab. So it will be on lapatinib at the same time we're using the trastuzumab for 1 year. And then in the third arm, we would have the FEC with actually the 12 weeks or 3 months FEC once every 3 weeks times four, followed by the 12 weeks of weekly paclitaxel trastuzumab, followed by lapatinib alone. So essentially what we would have, everybody would receive 1 year of anti-HER2 therapy. That's our approach. But in one of the arms, the year will be trastuzumab. In the other arm, it will be trastuzumab with lapatinib. In the third arm, it would be trastuzumab for 3 months, and then lapatinib for the subsequent 9 months.
It's funny. I remember you talking about this concept before the data came out. If I'm not mistaken, I think the third arm just had lapatinib in it at one time, or did it always have trastuzumab?
One time it only had lapatinib, and we've been debating this back and forth. I think this is a drug worthy of moving into the adjuvant setting pretty quickly, but we need to wait for the approval of the NCI.